The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women and more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
Welcome, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, and here we are on November 27th, 2018. The show is called The Trump Phenomenon. That's all that it's about. Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And we skip Saturday, then we're back on 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays, covering the Trump Phenomenon. And tonight, as always, we have more. Donald Trump is the hardest working man in America. He generates more news in a 24-hour period than any combination of other groups or people you can name. So it's no shortage of material. And you're welcome to contribute your material, what you noticed today, at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And by the way, just I know I'm kind of digging on a point that I make repeatedly. The Trump phenomenon is brand new. It is brand new. It has never occurred in American history before. And so I would prefer, actually, that be what we cover. And the old news is old news. Some of the things that were bees in our butt, or that people had as a hobby horse in years and decades past, have been superseded by what Trump is doing. So I would like to devote our attention to what the new thing that has appeared in our midst, has dropped out of the sky upon us, which is this way of winning. By the way, at the rally, I believe it was the rally in Biloxi, Donald Trump, it was either Tupelo or Biloxi or both, Donald Trump, one of the chants that he started was, win, 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 win. And I think that's going to be a trend. That's going to be there along with Trump. Trump, Trump is win, win, win. I think we need to study how this man has won and continues to win. He's showing us how to win. And I think part of that winning formula is dropping. Look at our track record over the last more than 50 years as a movement, and figure out what have been our biggest losers. And hey, let go. I know it's hard to let go, but let go of those losers. And then grab on to some of these winners that Donald Trump is showing us. And then, speaking of that word movement, Donald Trump also had a magical moment in the Biloxi rally, where he talked about the movement. And I'll tell you, the movement that Donald Trump is talking about is not the one that you and I have been part of for however many decades you've been a part of it, or I have. This is a new creature. The movement that Donald Trump has founded is not an expansion upon or a development of the little dinky movement that we have participated in the past. This movement that Trump has started is, what, name your multiplier, 100 times bigger, 1,000, I think 1,000 is closer, 1,000 times bigger. 63 million people voted for him. And it's a new movement with a new membership and a new program. And it's the one that we should have adopted long ago. It's the one that we should have, would have, could have been part of and building and expanding and winning with all along. So that's another theme that I talk about, is the disconnect between that little tiny movement of decades past and this huge movement that we are blessed with today. So my point being, when you call in, think about it. Think about, when you want to bring up a point on the radio, if it's a point that from 20 years ago that didn't work then and doesn't work now, try to see if you can dig into something that Trump is doing right now that you heard Trump do today or yesterday. And we're going to go there right there in just a moment in his Twitter account. Donald Trump did some amazing, amazing things in his Twitter account. We'll go right to those. So let's get off of Kelso and let's get on to Trump right now, right here. Let's just go back a few hours. Let's go to the beginning of these amazing treats. I call them treats. Yeah, they're tweets. Wow. Okay. Here's one I haven't read. I missed this one. Here's one from yesterday. He says, while CNN doesn't do great work in the United States based on ratings, outside of the U.S., they have very little competition. Throughout the world, CNN has a powerful voice portraying the United States in an unfair and false way. Something has to be done, including the possibility of the United States starting our own worldwide network. And he capitalizes that, worldwide network, to show the world the way we really are. Great. Woo-wee. That's Donald Trump, and that's the theme of my show tonight. Donald Trump, I'm going to talk about Donald Trump's long game tonight, and I hope you'll join in on that. Did I give the phone number? 800-313-9443. Donald Trump gave several indications. Here's one I missed, and I just read it to you now, that he is thinking about his and our long game. And he talked about the movement, and he talked about it in a way that indicated, that explains why he's so calm. I was asking myself in recent weeks, why is Donald Trump more calm than I am? Why is he not sweating out each one of these political battles and each one of these legal battles? Why does he seem so calm? And I'll tell you why. I think I got my answer to that last night at the Biloxi rally. Donald Trump is very confident in his long game, our long game. And whatever political defeats may be inflicted upon us by the left, Donald Trump, double down Donald, is realizing that the movement wins whether we win or lose a particular political battle. So, if the caravans are stopped on the border, we win. And our movement wins. If the caravans are not stopped on the border, if the wall does not go up, if the invasion accelerates on the border, well, the movement wins. And maybe wins even bigger than if we put out the immediate fire. Because Donald Trump is building a movement that isn't going away. If the political battle is lost, let me state it as succinctly as I can. Donald Trump, talking about our movement, the movement he created, which he said is unprecedented in world history, it is the greatest movement in history, and I'm going to try to find that quote for you before we finish the show tonight, but trust me, these are the words he said. That movement, now this is me interpolating or interpreting those words, what he's saying is that we've got a movement here that is going to save our people, that is going to make our people great again, and is going to save us. But and it will be in place. It is in place now, and it will be functioning no matter what Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, whether the Democrats take the Senate back, whether they take the presidency back, whether we go into minority status in our own country, the movement that Donald Trump has launched is going to be alive and well. And you, folks out there, you will be part of it. You already are. So let's go to this tweet from Donald Trump. He says, he's talking here. This is a movement thing. I think we ought to create a worldwide news network to report truthfully what's going on in the U.S. and who we are. All right, let's go to the next tweet. I want to get into his tweets about Robert Mueller, which are utterly revolutionary. Here it is, 13 hours ago. He goes on a tear in the tweets. The phony witch hunt continues. But Mueller and his gang of angry Democrats are only looking at one side, not the other. Wait until it comes out how horribly, listen, folks, how horribly and viciously they are treating people, ruining lives for them, refusing to lie. Mueller is a conflicted prosecutor gone rogue. Pinch yourself, folks. You're really hearing this. This is your president saying things out loud in public that have never been said. The kind of things, not just these particulars, this kind of a message from our president to his people has never been uttered. Mueller is a conflicted prosecutor gone rogue. The fake news media builds Bob Mueller up as a saint when in actuality, he is the exact opposite. He is doing tremendous, all caps, damage to our criminal justice system, where he is only looking at one side and not the other. Heroes will come of this, and it won't be Mueller and his terrible gang of angry Democrats. Look at their past and look where they come from. The now $30 million witch hunt continues, and they've got nothing but ruined lives. Where is the server? He's talking about the DNC server, which has never even been asked for by Mueller. And that's where a lot of the real criminality by Hillary and Obama and Holder and Comey, where that is recorded. Where is the server? Let these terrible people go back to the Clinton Foundation and then in ironic quotes, justice, quote, justice, unquote, department, exclamation mark. Holy mackerel, what we all just heard right there. That is the most astounding sequence of tweets. He's got several such sequences, so it's hard to say which is the most astounding, but that's a candidate right there. That is Donald Trump squaring off with Bob Mueller, double down Donald, saying, okay, Mueller, bring it. Bring it, buddy. And you think you're going to attack me? This is the counterpuncher, Donald the counterpuncher. You're going to take a couple. You've taken a couple swings at me. So my turn, the counterpuncher. And by the way, your punch is missed, Barry of Bob Mueller. Mine won't. Of course, these are metaphorical punches, let it be specified. I think what we're looking at here is that Donald Trump is anticipating a special prosecutor for Bob Mueller to prosecute Bob Mueller for his crimes. And by the way, there's some recent, some exciting rumblings going on. It appears that Papadopoulos isn't cooperating. It appears that Jerome Corsi may not be cooperating. It appears that Paul Manafort may be cooperating. These people that Mueller has terrified, threatened with the rest of their life in prison unless they will weave the tale. They will weave the tale that Mueller wants them to weave. It looks as if something's gone wrong here in Mueller land. Something's gone wrong with his plan, apparently. I have a feeling he is desperate. He's flailing. I mean, if he's trying to, for instance, tie Jerome Corsi to Donald Trump, that's desperation right there. Jerome Corsi is so far distant and so far removed from the core of the Trump campaign. It is, you know, I mean, it's no slight meant to Jerome Corsi, who's a good man who's done great work, but that would be like trying to tie Kelso to the Trump campaign. Well, not quite that bad, but you're really reaching down. You're really scouring the underbrush, trying to make a big deal out of Jerome Corsi and whatever he may have tweeted or emailed back during the campaign. He had nothing to do with the campaign. Same with Roger Stone. So Mueller, who appears to be trying to weave together some kind of a, you know, this guy sent an email and this guy talked to Julian Assange, and Julian Assange got emails from the Russians. And which, by the way, let's talk about that for a second. Let's suppose, I have no idea. I don't think anybody does. But let's suppose that the Russian intelligence got into Hillary Clinton's private email server in the bathroom that had no security. Less secure, much less secure than the computer you're listening to this show on. Because your computer is actually part of an actual corporate entity with firewalls and so on, and some security. The server in her closet is not secure in any way. It's amateur hour. It's ham radio, in effect. So let's get at this. Let's talk about this if Mueller wants to go there. Let's say we're at a meeting of all the intelligence services and intelligence entities of the world. We're at a little convention. They're all there. The Chinese, the Cubans, the Russians, they're all there. Private companies with security arms, they're all there. Okay, and the subject of Hillary's email account comes up. I'll make you laugh with what I say next. Right after this break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially, because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right.
Right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. Me and old Hank, I'm just one of many, can't get no respect. Politically incorrect.
Hey, we're back, folks. Thank you for being here to the Trump phenomenon. And the, let's see, I was about to regale you with something. Oh, boy, I got to better remember what it is. Well, it'll come to me in a moment. Let's go to our main stories here tonight. Let us, while I'm remembering what I was going to tell you there. You know, actually, during the break, I do so much research and looking into things that I've been to like three or four different places since we, you know, in that couple of minutes. But one place I just went is the coverage on the Mississippi election. Donald Trump was in Mississippi yesterday in Tupelo and Biloxi speaking in order to help Cindy Hyde Smith, a great candidate, a great Trump supporter, beat Mike Espy, who's a disgusting socialist. and deep stater, formerly in the Clinton administration. And it looks like it's working, because here it is. Here's the latest election results here with 26% of precincts reporting. So we're getting it hot right here on the show. Right here. Here you go. You get the price of your ticket right here with live coverage. It's now 28%. It's changing while I'm sitting here looking at it. Cindy Hyde-Smith is leading by 55.6% over Mike, the Democrat, with 44.4%. That's 114,000 to 90,000 votes. And looking at the map of Mississippi here, Tupelo's not in yet as a result. And Biloxi is in. Biloxi is going red. That's going Trump. That's where Trump was. Why are we not surprised? And watch Tupelo go even more red. I'm sure of it. I've been in that part of Mississippi. That's a real red part of Mississippi. And so let's see here. I'll just keep my one eyeball on this Mississippi result. This is important because if, as it appears she is doing today, Cindy Hyde-Smith wins that Senate seat, the Republican majority, the Trump majority in the Senate goes to 53-47. That's something you can work with. It's a heck of a lot better than 51-49. And that appears to be happening right now before our very eyes. We'll cover that. And that, by the way, one of the interesting things that we'll see in Mississippi, let's see how the ladies do in Mississippi. Let's see how the Republican ladies do in Mississippi. Do they vote for Mike Espy or Cindy Hyde-Smith? I don't know why I have this feeling, but I do have this feeling that the Republican ladies are going to vote correctly in Mississippi, which may indicate that suburban women are in trouble, unless they're Southern suburban women, in which case they're doing fine. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where that goes. I don't know, because we're looking for answers as to how do we get everybody in what should be our grand political family of Europeans. How do we get ourselves into one big happy group that goes forward as a movement led by Donald Trump? How do we get all of ourselves? How do we help each other? And keep our family together, just the way you would run your own family, the way I'm sure you do, which is everybody, it's all for one and all, it's one for all. We're all together. We're all helping each other out. If somebody in the family falls down or is in trouble, then it behooves all of us in the family to help that person out, because it's our family. What hurts them hurts us. So we'll get our youth together. We'll get our European millennials on board, get them straightened out, get our men and women voting correctly, our old and young, our college educated and not, get them all voting clearly for our own interests. We can't have a part of our group voting against our interests and expect to do very well. So that's kind of elementary. The percentage has now gone up to 30%. Cindy Hyde-Smith is leading 56.1-43.9, 120,000-94,000 votes. And I don't know if there's a trend here in terms of the big cities or the, well, let's be plain about it. Everybody in Mississippi talks about it. It's pretty darned obvious. The vote in Mississippi, talk about it in just a second, right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans.
Kicking cans.
And wouldn't do an ounce of good. Call my name.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't
Thanks
born and raised in no ghetto.
And the, I'll tell you what that Mississippi vote is right now. It's up to 31%, 56% for Hyde Smith, 43-something percent for Mike Espy. It looks as if Cindy Hyde Smith has got this one in the bag. She's leading by 11 percentage points. That's excellent news indeed. And let us go to the another thing I want to just touch upon tonight. I mean, they're just gems out there. Another gem out there is the fake climate change report that was just issued by the bureaucracy set up under previous administrations, the bureaucracy filled with a wannabe climate change spongers who draw their salary from the climate change hoax. There's a whole industry of these people. And their latest report is a shambles. It's a travesty. It's an insult to intelligence. And the honest climate scientists have torn it to shreds. But you wouldn't know that watching CNN or any of the other news. I listened on my, I was in the car and I listened on National Public Radio. What a joke that reporting is. What a joke. I can't wait till Donald Trump addresses the scandal of NPR and why it should have no funding at all from the federal government or the taxpayer or any subsidies or advantages benefiting them. What a scam of fake news reporting. They can't say enough about the latest climate report, how the world is going to end. The sky is falling. We're fry. We're all going to roast out here in the Midwest where you're going to hear the corn crackling. Nothing will grow. We'll die of heat prostration. I mean, it actually says this, that tens of thousands of us are going to boil to death here in the Midwest. Because it's going to be so bad. There's going to be the temperature's going to go up 12 degrees. So, you know, instead of it being on a really hot day, 95 degrees, it'll be, what is that? 117, no, it'll be 100 and, it'll be 107 degrees. Right. Utter BS. Utter BS. Defying all science. Anyway, so that's a gem that's out there. And Donald Trump, he doubled down. Donald, he's not backing off on his understanding. He gets it. He's read the right stuff. He knows that the climate change industry is a hoax. Let me touch upon another point of light, another good thing that's happening. I know I'm ranging all over the place. Afghanistan. Donald Trump gets it on Afghanistan. Again, the spongers, who are the spongers in this case? Who are the people who are part of the Afghanistan hoax industry? Now, I don't mean to besmirch. There are some awfully good people out there of this rank. But let me just say, the spongers are the generals. The generals. That's right. And there was just a wonderful gem tonight on Tucker Carlson's show, where there was a retired colonel who's written a book about Afghanistan, and he was asked by Tucker this very smart question to ask. He said, how many of the colonels on the ground in Afghanistan right now believe in the war and think we ought to be there? Get ready. I think you may be anticipating the answer here, but it's as good as you. Get ready. It is a good answer. This colonel, who's been there, who's retired, who knows these guys? Zero. Zero, Tucker. None of them. None of the colonels believe in this war. Now, why is that such an insightful question? Because the generals, and somebody else pointed this out, that we've got a new kind of generals in America now. Not all of them are bad, of course. But the way you get ahead as a general, certainly, especially under the Obama administration, is it's a political thing. It's not a military thing. It's a political thing. You establish your military bona fides at the lower ranks when you show you can lead a combat unit, that you can win a fight and face bullets and win. As a general, it's a political thing. Pardon the pun, in general. So these guys, they'll say, well, we need to be in Afghanistan, some of them, and they'll come up with lame brain excuses because it helps their political status as generals. But the colonels who are these guys see men die and these guys lead real men, the colonels want to get the hell out of Afghanistan because it's a complete hoax. It's a bogus war. We've been there 17 years. We have spent $1 trillion, more than $1 trillion in Afghanistan. And that's not including ancillary costs, other costs related to the stupidity of that war. And we're worse off now than we were before the war began. The condition of Afghanistan, as far as we're concerned, is worse now than it was before the first American soldier went there. And thousands of Americans have died for that result. So, oh, and what's the good news? Trump wants out. Donald Trump knew we shouldn't go in. He's never had any vacillation on that point since he first formed it. And he wants out now. So I think you can anticipate an exit from Afghanistan and the whole stupid Middle East war scene by Donald Trump in the near future. So that's another point of light. It's another piece of good news. Let's go to the election result here. Okay, the results are now 43%. Cindy Hyde-Smith's lead has dropped by one percentage point to a nice, comfortable 10 percentage point lead, 55 to 44. And I don't know whether there are any surprises coming up. That is, Urban. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. You know, folks in Mississippi are more plain about this sort of thing. And it's really obvious. The vote in Mississippi is a racial vote. And I was talking about how the Republican women will do, or the white women will do in Mississippi. And that I just made my own point there with my last statement. I interchanged the phrase Republican women with white women. Well, it's because of the same thing. And that's the way the vote is. The Republicans, Mississippi used to be, of course, they always guaranteed Democrat state for the longest time. Mississippi would have nothing to do with a Republican. That's the scalawags and the Yankees and the carpetbaggers and the Reconstructionists. That's who the Republicans are. They didn't have a snowball's chance in hell in Mississippi. If you're a white man in Mississippi, you voted, or woman, you voted Democrat. But then, in 1982, it flipped over. Ronald Reagan. Folks in Mississippi realized all together, all at once, hey, ha, this Democrat Party is not us. This is not our party. They us. Goodbye. We're Republicans now. And so there's never been a Democrat senator since 1982 in the state of Mississippi. And Mississippi has a large, a quite large black population that votes Democrat. And it's, I've forgotten what the ratio is. I think it's about 2 to 1. I think Mississippi is about 1/3 black. Correct me, somebody out there who's got the numbers current than I do. But the blacks vote Democrat and the whites vote Republican. And that's the way it is in Mississippi. So Donald Trump won Mississippi by 18 percentage points in 2016. And Cindy Smith is winning by 10 right now with 45% of the vote counted. So did Donald Trump make the difference for her? You bet. You bet. She's leading 180,000 to 147,000. Did Donald Trump make that difference? Yes, he did. So, beautiful, beautiful there. We got some callers calling in. We've got, we lost Pat, who was calling from Fort Worth. So, Pat, if you want to call back in, we'll endeavor to get you on the air. We've got George in Texas. George, what's on your mind?
Missed your weekend. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I had a comment. I had a comment that my candy sweet potatoes taste better than the canned yams in the store. So
yes.
But anyway, you know, the thing is, I even noticed sometimes even the conservative media or the alternative media, it's like I'm just starting to think they're dropping the ball, especially Matt Drudge. I mean, you know, on election day, he had, before the polls closed, saying, blue wave. And, you know, I would have written blue fraud. You know, because when he said blue wave, he just gave permission to all the vote riggers around the country to start stuffing the ballot box. That's what I believe.
Oh. Okay. We're sort of separating the men from the boys as this process goes, as this Trump revolution, this Trump movement gains momentum. We are separating the men from the boys, and I guess the ladies from the girls, in who's really got the staying power and who's really on board with us. So, for instance, we're finding out that people like, I'll give you an example from, and I'm just like you out there, folks. I watch the people with my mouth open on the TV set, and I, you know, I'm trying to, I'm going, you're kidding, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We're finding out who the real patriots are. An example, Dan Bongino, he's a real patriot. A real patriot. Well, you know, Tucker Carlson, he's great. You know, and the Andrew Napolitano, here's what I was focusing on, Andrew Napolitano, what a disappointment. He's like, what's going on? What's going on with him? And other people praising Robert Mueller over the last year. People have been praising Robert Mueller, saying he is a tower of integrity, and he is. I have complete confidence in Robert Mueller. These people, who at the same time are saying I'm a conservative, I'm a reporter, and so on. So we're kind of separating the men from the boys. I like the people that say, and this was so revolutionary today. With Donald Trump, let me go to the words, the adjectives he uses about Robert Mueller. This is the president. I'd like to hear Trey Gowdy call Robert Mueller vicious. I need you to say that, Mr. Gowdy. I want to hear that from you, because he is vicious. And saying that he's a tower of integrity, as you've been saying, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're leading people astray. And this causes me to be concerned. Listen to this. Let's go back to these words. Phony witch hunt. Let's go to Donald Trump's adjectives. He does all of this in a matter of a couple hundred words. Phony witch hunt. There's a lot of words right there. Gang, Mueller and his gang of angry Democrats. How horribly and viciously they are treating people. Ruining lives. Because they refuse to lie for them. Mueller, a conflicted prosecutor gone rogue. He's rogue. He's rogue, Mr. Gowdy. He's not a tower of integrity. He is a rogue, vicious. That's the adjective, the adverb in this case that Donald Trump uses. Then the fake news media. A lot right there. Fake news media. Phony witch hunt. Builds Bob Mueller up as a saint, which is what you're calling him. When in actuality, he is the exact opposite. So I like to hear people who Joe DiGenova. He's one of the good guys. Joe DiGenova gets it. He gets it that Bob Mueller is vicious. He is doing tremendous. And when Donald Trump writes tremendous damage, he doesn't just capitalize the T in tremendous. He capitalizes the whole darn word. Tremendous damage to our justice system. Now listen to this. Let this sink in. What does Donald Trump mean when he says this? Heroes will come of this. That's the point I'm trying to get to. Heroes will come of this. People will appear like Joe DiGenova, who will be recognized when this is all over, as he told the truth, who got it right. Heroes will come of this. And it won't be Mueller and his terrible gang of angry Democrats. Terrible. Now, his new adjective, terrible. Look past and look where they come from. Wow, those are strong words. I wouldn't want somebody to say that about me. Look at his past and look where he comes from. Boy, that's whoa. The now $30 million witch hunt continues, and they've got nothing but ruined lives. Then he gets into a specific, where is the server? And then listen to this last sentence. These terrible people back to the Clinton Foundation, and now I'm heard of them all. This is the president of the United States. Over what departments does he preside? The Justice Department is in the executive branch. It works under Donald Trump's authority. Let these people go back to the Clinton Foundation and the, quote, Justice, unquote, Department. The president in charge of the Justice Department just called the whole damn thing criminal. That's the president. Justice, in ironic quotes, means, folks, that it does not dispense justice. which means it dispenses criminality. If it's not justice, you know, it's not ham sandwiches, it's not lemonade. If you can't say justice about the Justice Department, you're talking about a criminal, rogue, entire department. That, my friends, is a revolution. That is a revolutionary leader who can say that to you. If we can hear it. If we can hear it. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, we're back. We're in our last segment here, and I apologize to callers. I couldn't get in. And, George, thank you for calling. I just want to do a kind of a wrap-up here. Good news. Let's start with the election. I didn't come up with as many gems, and trust me, in the last 24 hours, there have been some gems. I'll try to do better tomorrow. And when I do it just right, I've got the gems all queued up and ready to go for you, and it's more fun for you that way. It's much more fun to hear Donald Trump say it. I wanted to have Donald Trump say to you, hey, this is a movement. And that fake news out there, and he points to the fake news, and the crowd boos lustily. They don't want to say this. They don't want to tell you this, but they know it's true. He added that point. They know it's true. We have a movement. It scares the hell out of them. Donald Trump is scaring them, not just because of the two administrations he's going to have, but he's creating something that he will lead as long as he lives, and it will go on beyond his time. He's created the patriotic nationalist movement that we have always needed. And we actually had this in a form earlier in our lives, in the life of our people. We had a nationalist and patriot structure to our society. That Mississippi that always voted Democrat, they were part of it, even though they were voting Democrat. That's another show and another story. But it meant something else. It meant something opposite. Decades ago. But so let's do a recap of some of the top stories here. Let's go to the Mississippi election. Piece of good news. Donald Trump made the difference. His movement made the difference. Cindy Smith's, Hyde Smith, her lead has widened to 12 percentage points with 54% counting. She's leading 55 plus against 4 plus. Excellent. Good story there. And the let's go to the president's tweets. Let's go back to those. Those are a wonderful story today. Come up tweets. Here are the tweets. His most recent tweet. Get this. The Mueller witch hunt is a total disgrace. This is less than 2 hours ago. The Mueller witch hunt is a total disgrace. They are looking at supposedly stolen, crooked Hillary emails, even though they don't want to look at the DNC server, but have no interest in the emails that Hillary deleted and acid washed after getting a congressional subpoena. And so I'll end with this point. I was painting a picture earlier in the show and I let it go, slip my mind. And that's this big meeting room with all the intelligence agencies of the world. And the guy says, okay, how many of you took a look at the Clinton email? How many of you didn't? All of you who didn't, you're fired. I didn't have enough time to develop the joke, but it's pretty good. We'll talk about it maybe again tomorrow night. A lot of good news. We're sure to have a lot more in the next 24 hours. See you tomorrow night.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.